KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And joining us today from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, we have the Foundation Director, Heidi Hickathier. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, thanks for having me again, John.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and it's always fun to talk with you about how you and the things that you do in the foundation and how you make life a little bit easier for everybody there and make it possible for some people to be involved at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities that are maybe financially a little more challenged than others. So talk with us a little bit about philanthropy and how it works at the foundation.
Oh, absolutely. Well, right now, you know, there's an especially urgent push to help our residents and our employees. COVID-19 has just put an urgent lens on our fundraising efforts, as with most nonprofits. We've received both dollar donations for our Employee Christ Care Fund, which is our emergency fund for our employees, and our COVID-19 fund to help raise money to keep our residents connected with people-to-people technology. You know, try to keep them better connected to their loved ones. And then also we've had a large personal protective equipment project that over 140 seamstresses around the community have supported. They've sewn 1,200 gowns and 1,300 masks for our Emmanuel Lutheran community. So philanthropy is firing on all cylinders at Emmanuel Lutheran, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about things that you can do to support the residents this time of the year.
Absolutely. You know, emmanuelfoundation.org/COVID-19 lists several different ways that people could help in our efforts, whether it's sewing as a seamstress or donating dollars to our technology. Our COVID-19 fund supports technology, or becoming a pen pal to residents on the inside. You know, we have basically outlined several different ways that people can give in whatever way best speaks to them.
Well, let's talk about ways that you can celebrate your employees during the holidays, too.
During the holidays, and actually right now, especially since they have just been going above and beyond trying to keep themselves safe for our residents, we like to appreciate them. We put on an employee appreciation event. You know, it had to be outside. We were totally socially distanced, and we honored them with little gifts and testimonials from our leadership team, and also our family members are very appreciative of their efforts. And, you know, they are the engine that keeps us running, John, and we really make an effort to help them feel appreciated. We know that they don't do it for that. They do it because they love what they do. We continue to raise funds for our Christ Care Fund, which helps employees in emergency situations. As you can imagine, everybody is going through a tough time right now, and we want to make them feel as supported as possible during these times. And so we make it easy for people to donate to that fund on our emmanuelfoundation.org COVID-19 website.
Wow. Okay. I hate to admit it, but winter is here, and the winter gala time is coming up, and we're going to ask Heidi to explain what we're going to do this year right after this.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting, with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Today, my guest is Emmanuel Foundation's director, Heidi Hickathier. It's winter. Are we going to have a gala this year?
Oh, I know. I can't believe winter is here. And yes, we are. We are built to roll for the winter gala. Absolutely. But we obviously have had to make some changes. We had to go virtual. A lot of our local nonprofits are still having their events and they are doing them virtually. And so we've tried to be creative and innovative in our fundraising efforts. and we've received a very large amount of support. Last year, John, we were able to actually physically seat 80 people in our beautiful auditorium of the Buffalo Hill Terrace. And this year, it's going to look much different. We've come up with a dinner option. We've got 140 tickets available. Actually, we've already sold 6 tables. But these are dinners that are available for pickup or delivery. People can go home, get dressed up on the upper half of their body, put their slippers on, and enjoy the program in the comfort of their own home while enjoying the culinary delight of our Emmanuel Lutheran dining team.
Wow. My gosh. Man, you can just enjoy all that great food in your jammies.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful because we have all of these great silent auction and premier auction items that will be available, things that you haven't served, virtual gala events. We're trying to be extremely creative. If you've never tasted a meal from our Emmanuel Lutheran Dining, our culinary team, you are in for a real treat. You have an option to pick from 3 entrees, and we're having a couple of wine choices that will just go fabulously with each of these dining options. And, you know, we'll have that virtual program. You can bid on premier and silent auctions, or you can just donate to our cause while you're relaxing in the comfort of your home.
How are we going to get the food?
You can either pick it up. Buffalo Hill Terrace entrance there will have a team with your dinner ready to go, all bundled up and packaged nicely so you can drive through and get it. Or you can sign up for our delivery option, and we have our gala elves. Some of our board members have signed up, and our leadership team will deliver them to you in person.
Wow. This could be a trend.
I'm thinking, and people have been enjoying some of our nonprofits in the Valley have had these virtual galas. You know, we're really trying to, it is going to be a trend, and we have to live in this world for, you know, hopefully not too much longer, but, you know, we just want to be able to create, you know, get our message out and also cultivate donor dollars in this new environment.
You know, this might be something we do after this pandemic is over with. It just sounds like so much fun.
It is fun, and it's kind of relaxing.
How about a virtual program? You got that going for us?
Oh, yes. Our fearless leader, Jason Kronk, will be providing, you know, some current information and updates on Emmanuel, and he'll let people know how they can help all of the efforts that we have underway to help our residents this time of year and employees too, but we'll hear from family members of our skilled care residents on how Emmanuel has really, and our employees have gone above and beyond to provide the best support and care during this time. And we'll hear from key supporters on why they give to Emmanuel as well.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I like that idea. Heidi Hickathier is our guest. She's the director of the Emmanuel Foundation, and we want to get involved. Heidi will be happy to tell us how right after this.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to its fullest, with programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about the residences, call 752-9625, 752-9625, or visit ilcorp.org.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
From the Emmanuel Foundation, we have the director, Heidi Hickathier. How can we get involved, Heidi?
Well, as you know, there are always many ways to give, whether it's your time. If you wanted to volunteer on our PPE project, we still need seamstresses. We've got to close out that project. If you'd like to donate dollars, you know, donate towards our employee price care program or our COVID-19 fund, or if you want to have some fun and buy some tickets to our winter gala, you can give however your heart sees fit. And so we are extremely excited to receive any gift that you're willing to give. I almost forgot to mention, you could follow the lead of our philanthropy leaders of the year. You know, 2 community members, Cindy Reby and Charlene Payne, they coordinated 140 seamstresses to help with the PPE cause. Or our mission and ministry leader of the year, she's a local business owner, Marianne Bueller of the Quilt Gallery. She donated her personal time and some of her assets there at the Quilt Gallery to help us. And or our business partner of the year, which is Sawgrass Partners, and they provided a very generous donation to help our efforts. So there's many ways to give.
Well, it just sounds to me like there's absolutely no more room on your dance card, Heidi, but I suspect there just might be.
I'll get a bigger card. There's always room.
What else can we expect this year from Emanuel Foundation?
Well, you know, we're still continuing to work on the PPE project. We are, you've got the gala coming up. We are sending out our year-end appeal to kind of, you know, just let people know exactly what we're doing, you know, to help the residents and the community members within the Emanuel Lutheran communities, but also how we want people to know what else Emanuel does for the community at large and how they help our community as a whole. So what we can expect to see from us is that we're going to be front and present on all fronts, and we're going to keep asking our community for support in innovative ways, and we'll lead efforts to support our constituents as well.
So how do we get a hold of you, Heidi?
EmanuelFoundation.org or HeidiH@EmanuelFoundation.org. If you Google us, we'll come up right to the top of your search results, or 406-407-5733. That's my personal cell phone, so please give me a call. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Great discussion today. Heidi Hickathier, she is the director of the Emanuel Foundation, does so many great things for Emanuel Lutheran community, residents and staff, and everybody. Heidi, thank you so much for a great discussion.
Oh, it's a pleasure, as always. Thank you so much.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.